We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is 10 in the morning now, 6:47, and Shannon from Cheney has a pair of tickets to go to the Cars for Charity Scar Show starting Century 2 tomorrow, the 18th and the 20th. It is a fundraiser for charity. And congratulations to Shannon and all our winners this week with Steve and Ted. Also threw in a certificate for $20 worth of food from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. Thanks for listening, Shannon. It's 6:48 now. Three big things.
Three.
Day 27 of the government shutdown with no end in sight.
Two.
In her first State of the State speech, Governor Kelly says Kansas is improving.
One.
Crews working hard to keep roadways in good shape in case of bad weather. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic hazard out there this morning that we have to worry about is, some more fog. Not quite as dense as yesterday, but bad enough. Visibility 3 miles at Eisenhower National Airport, so that's something to consider out there this morning. Make sure you keep those low beams on. Traffic update is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Early fog, then clearing later today with a high of 48 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 34. Friday, windy with a 50% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 49. Now fog, mist, north wind at 12 miles per hour, and 34 degrees. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from 1 minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, and we can have all of those this weekend. When Kansas weather changes, come see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. All right, 6:49 with Steve and Ted, and looking at the Steve and Ted poll question today, which is available on our website, knssradio.com. What should the city do with Century 2? And we're getting a lot of input here. Renovate the current facility, 33%. That number's coming up a little bit. Tear it down and rebuild, 67%. And if you'd like to be a part of the Steve and Ted poll, why, just go to the webpage, knssradio.com, and be a part of this poll. Stocks continue to post gains, even as the government shutdown drags on.
Markets drifting gradually higher throughout the day after a strong start from upbeat bank earnings. The Dow finishing up 141 points, the S&P 500 up 6, the NASDAQ composite up 11. Goldman Sachs and Bank of America leading the financial sector, both stocks closing higher than 5%. And Sears may keep the doors open on 450 stores. Chairman Eddie Lampert winning a bankruptcy auction for the chain, which has struggled in recent years. Lampert's hedge fund will pay $5.2 billion. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Whiskey House, a San Diego bar, is currently having its 2,800 varieties of whiskey counted by Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Hoping to smash the former record of 1,179. The menu is 61 pages.
Mm. How
about that? 6:59.
It's like the Cheesecake Factory.
And you have to make it through all of them in one night.
Right. 6:50 with Steve and Ted. Ideas for when the markets are down. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who sometimes knows if the markets are down.
Well, yeah, sometimes, not all the time. You know, wow. What a dramatic end of the year for the stock market. Remember that historic Christmas Eve sell-off? Remember the 600-plus point day following? Whether this is the new normal or not, the markets may be toying with a slide into bear territory. Well, what can we expect if we go into a downtrend? How can we protect ourselves? According to FactSet.com, we have seen 17 market corrections or downturns from 10 to 20% in the past 40 years, okay? 17 of them in 40 years. That's the S&P 500 index. Now, during that same time period, we've seen just two 20 to 30% drops, just two of them in 40 years. And in the past 40 years, there have been three 30 to 50% landslides. The standard definition of a correction is a slide of 10 to 19.9%. It becomes a bear market when it goes 20% from a previous high. Since 1945, the average recovery time for a correction was 4 months. Most corrections can take place during long bull market runs. Crashes from 20 to 40% had an average recovery time of 14 months. Now, first of all, we've been spoiled recently. Since March 9th of 2009, this is the longest sustained bull market in history. Before 2018, we'd seen just 4 corrections since the recession. So the new norm is really the old norm. Don't panic. With the exception of recent slides, which you are still in, upward markets have erased each and every correction and bear market in the S&P 500 since inception. Downturns are normal. Look for buying opportunities when this happens. Always have some cash on the sidelines. When we see a nice portfolio run, take some profits off the table. It's inevitable that the markets are going to dip and create a good opportunity to buy at some point in the future. Contributing to your 401k with every paycheck is the perfect way to buy at all prices as the holdings go down and up. That's dollar cost averaging. Revisit your overall goals. Are your investments aligned with those goals, time horizon, and your risk profile? If not, make those changes. Just don't panic and act emotionally. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
As you're well aware, there are folks out there who just, they get into stocks and, you know, do a lot of research and they get submerged. It's like a hobby.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's
but
great.
That's all right. But, you know, like you always say, don't let your emotions get in the way. Because, like, when I go to a casino, which I go about every 9, 12 years.
Yeah.
I walk in, look around at the people, and say, "No, oh, that's nice," and I walk out. Now, that's discipline, right?
Well, what you do is that is discipline. You look at it and you say, 95% of these people are losers.
Losers. Why am I here?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Today is Get to Know Your Customer Day. We celebrate this
I like
every
Nothing
year.
Day yesterday.
Nothing Day was good, but
yeah.
Today is celebrate Get to Know Your Customers.
And, that's a good idea.
How could you get by with what you do without knowing your customers?
You can't. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, one of the rules of my business is to know my customer and for suitability for how they can invest. So we know them very well.
All right. So this is a day when you should know your customer, appreciate your customer. I guess our customers, Ted, are all those thousands of listeners out there, people in their cars and in their homes right now.
Thousands? Really?
Thousands and thousands of people.
Hundreds of millions.
Great masses
right,
exactly. of people out there.
Yeah. And you reach the world now with iHeartRadio.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we know radio.com.
Oh,
we
I'm know, sorry. No. Sorry. I didn't know.
We know some of them by name, you know, many of them by name even. So,
wow.
Yeah, we know our customers. Right? Right?
You
Ted?
Do.
Yeah.
Some of them. Okay. We just want them to know our names.
You know
even Ted.
You it's guys best. Mm. Yeah. You know, I have people comment on this segment and on you guys, yeah. and I know all five of those people.
Oh, that's nice to know that
yeah.
you're such a big supporter of everything we do, Don.
I really like that segment you do with Scott and Tom in the morning.
Scott, Tom, and Jimmy Bob over there.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. It's 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, all the news with Steve and Ted, and we're going to talk about Governor Kelly's first State of the State address. That's on the way, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.